The following program contains explicit content. Listener discretion advised.
Q102.
Rabbit season! Duck season! Rabbit season! Duck season! Rabbit season! Duck season!
Waka 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 waka! Hey, you're a great crowd! Thank you, and thank you! Hey, waka waka! Waka waka waka.
Today, I consider myself the luckiest man on the face of the earth.
You're on the line with Frickin' Comedy, brought to you by the Blue Room Comedy Club. Visit blueroomcomedyclub.com for schedules and contact information. And now, Frickin' Comedy.
Kate and Jack, my new best friends. Jumping right in. How are you?
We're great. How are you?
Doing great. Thanks so much for coming into the studio here. We're in the Q studio, and everyone's got their coffees. I've got my water. I'm drinking water today.
Good for you.
But yeah, well, our coffee here sucks.
This coffee sucks, too, from our hotel.
So. It was $8.
$8 for two coffees.
And it
took, took 45 minutes to get it.
I don't know what we're saying.
We don't name our hotel on the radio.
That probably is a good good philosophy if you're going to go
it's,
on.
It's a Motel 6.
It's a Days Inn.
The best looking hookers in town.
Yeah, totally.
I mean Jack.
Yeah, of course. Well, he is the best looking hooker in town.
I am.
Yeah, absolutely.
He is now.
You've been doing squats though. You look good.
Thank you.
Yeah.
We're like siblings who compliment each other sexually.
So siblings then.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, we really are. He's like my little brother for
real. Totally. Like, you know those pornos you watch where it's like, I want you to have sex with my sister?
Ew.
Oh no.
Ew. I just felt nauseous. No, don't say that. Now people are really going to think that. All the people that think that
we're joking.
Jack's like basically married. He has children.
Yeah, children are married.
Okay, good. Yeah. Not married to children though.
No.
That happens only in Missouri.
Yeah.
Just kidding.
Hey, Arkansas does that too.
Yeah.
I'm kidding.
Age of consent in Arkansas, I believe, is 14.
Jesus.
Ew.
Yeah. Oh my God.
My ex-boyfriend should move there. Oh, this is terrible. No one's going to come when they hear this.
Yeah,
they're
going to
be like,
we
just
really
bagged
bad.
On Missouri.
I don't know. I bet they'd come real quick listening to this.
This is horrible. I feel bad that this has turned dirty because I wasn't planning on that. Yeah. This is what happens when we podcast before we have food.
I know.
We're both angry. Our blood sugar's low.
Oh, yeah.
The guy was late picking us up.
Yeah.
We were like, we can't order food. We're late.
Yeah.
And then the guy was like 20 minutes late. We're like, well, we could have eaten. And then we stabbed him. His body's in the trunk. So.
And now you don't know how to get around town, unfortunately.
Oh,
yeah, we don't.
Do you guys have Uber?
We do have Uber.
Yeah.
We have Uber and Lyft.
That works.
Nice.
We entered the modern day ages a few years back.
Nice.
Four now? 4 years is when we got Uber. Hey, everybody listening, call into the station. Tell us when we got Uber. We are here doing Freaking Comedy, which is the first time I've ever said the name of this podcast on the podcast. It's a cold, blustery day outside. It's raining ice, as someone yelled earlier and freaked out. How is this compared to how you two like to have your weather?
Well, I don't think anyone loves raining ice. Does anyone love raining ice?
This is the first time I've seen it.
Oh, my God. Wait. Jack grew up in California.
Yeah.
LA.
Whereabouts in LA?
In Glendale, California.
Glendale? Okay, yeah. Cool.
Which is basically LA.
LA.
Yeah.
And so, I swear to God.
I mean, not really if you're in LA, but.
Yeah.
Well, to the rest of the country.
Might as well be, I don't know. I was trying to think. I used to live in LA for 10 years. I was trying to think of, like, it might as well be, who cares?
All right. Yeah. And that's why you're here
starts
now.
starts with a W.
You're evil. So anyway, Jack, I'm from Ohio, so I grew up with snow and this kind of weather.
Yeah.
Jack, literally outside, he's like, what is on the sidewalk? Is this, what? I was like, it's salt. He's like, why would they put salt? He had no idea why they put salt down.
Well, we have the giant slugs here.
Yeah, so I have no idea.
Kill the giant slugs.
But isn't it for the, oh yeah. I forgot. You know what? Salt melts the ice, right? But when I was like just about to leave Ohio, all these environmental people were like, we can't use salt because it kills bugs and animals. So they switched it to some environmentally friendly salt now. Is that what they did? Don't they do something?
Probably.
Like
I know that there's two, you can get two kinds of salt here. One is pet safe. So I would imagine it's also insect safe.
I didn't even think of that. It would hurt animals.
Yeah, hurt their little tootsie
pet
paws.
Safe. Well, why would you use the not pet safe? You're like, this block, we want all the dogs to die. But on the night, like, why would anybody do that?
Well, you know, serial killers need to not slip too.
So yeah. That's what's for slipping, basically.
Yeah, it melts the ice so you don't slip. So, or like on your sidewalk or whatever, or the street.
I never had that growing up. We have the sun.
Or your nachos.
Sunny.
Put on your nachos.
That's crazy. Dude, in the Midwest, they have huge trucks that drive down the road. They salt the whole road so that you can
drive. Depending on where you are, if you're in a hillier area, like in some of the Arkansas Ozarks, they will just do gravel. They won't even bother with the salt.
Interesting.
Yeah. The Ozarks, dude. I just saw that on Netflix.
That's where
we're at right now.
We are in the Ozarks.
I didn't know that.
That's the word.
That is set in Lake of the Ozarks, which is like 2 hours from here.
Oh, okay.
Isn't there a national park? Ozarks National Park? Am I crazy?
Could be. I mean, it would make sense. The national parks around here are like the big one is the Mark Twain, which is about an hour from here.
That's cool.
Have you seen the show on Netflix?
I haven't seen it. I've heard of it.
Yeah.
Have you heard of Netflix?
Yeah.
No.
What's up?
Yeah, of course.
This show seems depressing. I don't want to watch it.
You don't like it?
I have not seen it. It just seems depressing.
What's it about?
Basically about this guy who's like does money laundering and then
Jason Bateman.
The cartel gets involved. It's really great.
I love Jason Bateman.
I feel like I'm the cartel here. I'm the only Hispanic guy I've seen. I haven't seen any Hispanics here at all.
Yeah, you're right. Well, I'm sure they're around.
I mean, we've got garages.
Yeah, there you go. Yeah.
That's so racist. Yeah. I'm sure there's got to be, right?
Yeah, there is. Hopefully.
Yeah, who knows?
Oh, but well, that ate up 5 minutes. What do you guys want to talk about now?
You're a great host, dude. What the fuck? Who's on a podcast hosting? They're like, so, what do you guys? You're the guest. You run this show.
Yeah, no. So you are at the Blue Room this weekend as we're recording this. This will go up sometime later tonight. I don't know when.
Cool.
So it'll be before. You've got you did one show last night, right?
Yeah,
it was so fun. We had the best time. Valentine's Day. Yeah.
The Blue Room is a real fun place to perform.
Yeah, I loved it. It was really great.
You've got another two shows tonight or one show tonight?
Two tonight, two tomorrow.
Two tomorrow,
right?
Okay.
One tonight, two tomorrow.
Is it just one tonight?
One tonight.
Usually
it's one on Friday.
Yeah, one on Friday.
Well, let's do an extra one. Come on, guys, buy some tickets.
Yeah, get some tickets.
No, one tonight. That's cool. I didn't even know that. We can go out tonight.
Yeah. Totally.
And you'll be kind of stuck downtown because of the weather, which is fine because there's two parts of town to do anything in, and downtown is one of them. So.
Yeah, I don't go very far when I'm on the road. I used to when I was on the road, like, go sightseeing and, like, get out. And every night, we're like, let's get up and do something tomorrow. Then every day around, like, 1 p.m., I'm like, are you up yet? Not really. Like, we never do. But, I mean, that's just because comedy, you have a great show. Like, last night, afterward, you're in a great mood. It's hard to fall asleep for a few hours, you know? So we sleep in.
Yep. Yeah, the last interview I did was right after an excellent show, and boy, I had the day after blues. I don't know if you get those.
Hungover?
Well, no, because I don't drink, but like hungover from the excitement of a good show, I guess you could call it. You know, like I don't know. I find like if I do an okay show, a bad show to a decent show, I'm fine the next day. But if I do like an amazing show and then the next morning I wake up and it's just like, oh, why am I not still on stage? This sucks.
Interesting.
Yeah.
I don't know.
You're
that maybe
a comic
just
too?
Me. Yeah, yeah.
Oh, dope.
15 years.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
Oh, cool.
Nice. Yeah.
I don't know. I never wake up like that. But I mean, I'm so tired when I wake up. I don't feel anything. Like the first hour.
Why don't you drink?
I manic depression.
Oh, okay.
Doesn't fit well with that.
Okay.
At least you know that and you don't, because I know a lot of manic depressed people that drink more.
Yeah.
Because they're depressed.
Aren't we all depressed? No.
Yeah.
You are.
I'm depressed. The drinking helps.
I'm depressed now that you said
See,
that.
it helps some people, but for other people like me, it just makes you so sad. Other people worry for you.
You don't want.
Oh, really?
Yeah, you don't want.
I'm good.
Intervention. Yeah. Call your sponsor right now.
What was your drink of choice back then?
Whatever.
Oh shit, that's a problem.
I mean, I liked just any whiskey and coke or
me too.
Like if I had
but he means
my
cocaine.
if I had my
Jack's like I like any alcohol with coke actually.
I like stout beers if I had my if I had my paycheck.
Yeah, yeah.
But usually when paycheck was not there, it was just whatever 30-pack
PBR.
Well,
Keystone.
It's Tecate. And when I was in LA, Tecate was
Tecate.
What's the one? What's the yellow and blue one with the turtle on it?
Arnold, I'm giving you alcohol flashbacks. Let's change the subject. He's like, what's that day?
This is like, this podcast has turned into a grocery list for alcoholics now. That's all it is.
I'm just trying to think of everything Ed Galvez would buy to give away at his shows.
Oh.
I think about. Let's see here. You guys are in town. I'm ill prepared for this interview, and everything's going great now.
Yeah. Did you just find out about this today?
No. I found out about it yesterday.
Oh, nice.
But today was... Well, just because it's a podcast and not on air, I'll just be honest. Today was a super busy day for us here at the station, and I'm kind of fitting the interview in.
Don't feel bad.
We
didn't really want to do it either.
I was like, nobody wants to do our jobs.
Yeah.
We were like, is it radio? He's like, it's a podcast. We're like, we're not doing it.
Podcast for the radio, though, if that helps.
We're just kidding. We needed something to do.
Yeah.
We were going to go swimming. Our hotel has a pool.
Indoor or outdoor?
Both. It has indoor. Well, I'm assuming the outdoor one's probably not.
It's icy.
Open, right? But there's an indoor pool, and we're going to... Jack didn't bring swim trunks, so when we leave here, we're going to go...
So it's going to be a sexy pool time.
Skinny dipping.
Yeah.
But I'm fat, so fat
You are not
dipping.
Fat, dude. You've lost so much weight, though. Since
I'm still fat up here.
Yeah, you're fat in your mind.
Yeah.
It's like I'm flat in my mind.
Because Kate has fake boobs.
Yeah. Gotcha.
They're not
you're
fake.
You're wearing the denim coat.
They're not fake.
Tell.
They're installed. I don't like to call them fake because, like, they're not fake. They're here. They're tangible. They're just upgraded.
Aftermarket parts.
Yeah.
But, I mean, I don't think you should do it. I wouldn't do it again. But
why?
You know, because all the issues, I've had them redone so many times.
Because you have to do them like every 2 or 3 years.
It's not even that, but they have a lot of like, that TV show Botched.
Oh, I was about to say that.
Yeah,
Botched.
That stuff really happens. Like, I've had one redone 3 times because it kept, that bit I do about it is not a joke. Like, it kept on kind of drifting and shrinking and doing weird
stuff.
Yeah,
they show the tits that one's higher than the other. It's all weird.
Yeah, mine never got to that point, but that's because... I was fortunate that when it was going on, I was hosting a TV show. So I would like threaten my surgeon and be like, if you don't fix this for free, I'm going to give your name on the air and talk about who did this. So he would do it.
Oh.
But for most people, when you get them done, if they go bad or something goes wrong, there's no like refund or redo. You pay again.
What?
Yeah, so you could get yours done, and because
why'd you look at my chest?
I know, I'm staring at Jack's
because you should get yours done.
I have them.
They're a bit flabby.
I'm a 34B.
Yeah.
You could literally get them done, and like if scar tissue builds up in there, starts to go bad or something like that.
Scar tissue builds up and they stretch. Oh no.
Scar tissue builds up.
No one wanted to say that with me. She said, "Let's say."
Yeah,
I thought we were all gonna say.
But like then you got to pay like another $3,000-$4,000 to get it redone, and if you don't have that kind of money, you just leave it.
They can't throw in like a butt job or something like that after that. I don't know. Like, hey, we fucked up.
I didn't want anything after that. I was like, I'm never doing anything else. No, a butt job.
I find that what I have been told, because I know my girlfriend is not. She is an artist and a. Museum coordinator kind of person, but a lot of my friends date the stripper varieties, and they tell me that Springfield is actually like a weird hub for like really good plastic surgery. Like people come from all over the country to get plastic surgery done here.
Really?
And you hear the commercials every once in a while, you know, it's like, it's not just a body transformation, it's a mind transformation.
There's something to be said for that, for sure.
Yeah.
It definitely gives you, more confidence if it's something you've been insecure. If like some plastic surgery, I think, is necessary. Like there's kids with like cleft palates and stuff, you know, it's like they don't have to get it. But if it's going to make them more secure for the rest of their life, I don't think there's anything wrong with it.
Did you get your boobs before marriage or after?
No, that was the thing. I wanted them when I was married. And my ex was always like, I really don't want you to get them. And then like literally the minute I got divorced, I like made an appointment.
And he called you. He was like, I was kidding.
You're like, well, let me see those.
Wait, so there's strip clubs here?
Yeah.
Are you kidding? There's strip clubs everywhere.
They are not fully nude, though.
Oh, so there's alcohol. They have alcohol.
I don't know what that
means. Oh, they serve alcohol?
Oh, yeah, alcohol, yeah, yes. Yeah. Yeah. So I thought you said alcohol, and I'm like, I have no idea what alcohol means. I am not a strip club aficionado.
Hey, we should go to a strip club.
Okay.
Okay. Yeah.
See, it's my sister's the best.
Hey, I tell you what. Don't, if you do that, don't listen to Chris. He'll try to take you to Soft Tails, and that is the worst strip club in town.
No, we're definitely not hanging out with Chris.
I love the... Don't say that.
Yeah, he listens to this podcast.
I love you, Chris.
He's nice. I love bad strip clubs. Oh my God, when I was in Portland, there's a strip club. You know, Portland has the most strip clubs per capita of
any
city.
That's what I hear, yeah. And they're like supposedly cool. Like,
well, they
yeah.
have
like
all different themed strip clubs. So this one was for women who were either pregnant, just gave birth, or still lactating.
Oh.
So like the whole theme of the strip club is like
kids.
Pregnancy. But it's just so weird because it's like the all-star strippers from everywhere else, they get pregnant, they still have a place to work. Like, it's so, if you think about it,
they get
like,
transferred.
Yeah, it's really progressive.
And then it turns into something like a Gallagher show. Everybody in the front row's got to have their tarp.
Oh.
Yeah.
Smashing melons.
Yeah. I think everybody
sick.
Grown more because I mentioned Gallagher than it, because of breast milk getting all over the place.
The weird guy.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. So one of the things we talk about here on this podcast, we've got two recurring questions that I always ask everyone. We have asked the where about you from. And then the other one is, what's your favorite regional fast food chain? As people who travel around.
So funny because Jack was just saying he hasn't seen any fast food here.
Yeah, I haven't seen any.
Any fast food here?
Yeah.
Have you guys just stayed downtown?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
We just got here yesterday.
Yeah, we don't have fast food downtown.
Best regional fast food chain?
It's we're lousy with fast food in this town. There just aren't any downtown.
I'm good at this. This is my department.
Yeah, I don't really eat as much fast food as you. Go.
I like Whataburger.
Yeah.
Whataburger is okay.
Yeah.
I always say Whataburger tastes like Sonic without the novelty though.
And I don't like Sonic.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't eat a lot of fast food.
You don't eat fast food because you're,
I'm
healthy. I am booms.
Oh, very honey. I eat some fast food, but like, it's so, this is going to sound terrible, but like, I love Fatburger, but that's like a California chain. So it's not really like, it's like, I don't even have to leave home to have it.
Yeah.
That's my, actually like Fatburger better than In-N-Out.
No. Go.
Have you had Rally's?
Oh, Rally's is good.
Rally's is good too.
I prefer Checkers.
Ooh, you know what else
Checkers?
I like?
Yeah,
I never had that.
Checkers is like Rally's in different parts of the country.
Let's go to Checkers. Is there Checkers here?
No, there's no Checkers here.
I like Swenson's.
Yeah, no, none of there aren't any of those here, but that's a good one.
Swenson's is cool because it's like old school. You drive up and they serve you at the window of your car.
Oh,
like you park.
Like Bob's Big Boy back in the day.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah,
question.
No, it's good stuff.
I'm hungry now.
Right? Steak and Shake is what we do around here. That's the quality.
There's like Steak Escape in LA.
I don't like Steak
and
Shake.
Shack.
Right? Shake Shack.
And there's one Steak and Shake in LA, and it's on the 3rd Street Promenade.
Shake Shack,
and it's like way fancier than most Steak and Shakes.
Yeah, we saw it driving up, but there was a Steak and Shake when we were coming up.
I don't like Steak and Shake.
I'm so hungry. I'm thinking my food like crazy.
Well, Shake Shack is just like high end. I wouldn't even. It's like fast food, but it's triple the price of fast food. And they have them in like Times Square. They're like fancy fast food.
Have you had Egg Slut?
Yeah, like Egg Slut.
So Egg Slut. I have not had Egg Slut, but I've seen them.
That's not fast food either.
It's not, but it's so good.
As a restaurant.
Yeah. Is it a restaurant?
I like food trucks.
Food trucks are the best, yeah.
Yeah, especially the ones that have a B. Like, yeah.
Yeah. Well, that's like I'm risking my life.
Bomb.
Yeah. You get those. I've been told that since I left L.A., they have done something about the food trucks, but I miss the food trucks. I miss going to, because I used to live in both Highland Park and Valley Village.
Oh, you live in Highland Park? I live on South Glendale, so it's like near Glassell Park, you know?
Sure.
Yeah. LA is like right there. It's over the freeway.
Yeah. I used to live at Di Donato's place.
Oh, okay.
Which is not, I'm not super proud of that, but it's where I used to live, you know?
What made you come out over here?
I'm from here, and while things were going great in comedy in L.A., as you know, that does not pay the bills, and neither was my day job. And a radio job opened up in my former hometown, and so I went ahead and took it.
That's awesome, man.
And then was there for 3 years, and then I've been here for a year.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
That's cool.
Yeah. And, I like it. I miss L.A., and will be moving back eventually, but... I moved there twice with no plan, and I'm not going to move there another time with no plan.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, so, you know. But yeah, that's what are you currently on, like a tour, or are you just doing some dates?
Well, dates, but we're both somewhere separate, all the time. Yeah.
We're always working, so.
Yeah, sure.
We work together a lot, but also we work a lot separately, too.
Gotcha, yeah. Gotcha. So converging and unzipping.
We just have so much fun together. It's just, we're on the road together. It's like literally just,
yeah, we're
it's
really,
not even work. It's just like we're chilling.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah, we're really good friends. So we really do just like, you know, it's always fun to bring a buddy on the road. It sucks to go by yourself.
Yeah.
Yes, I agree to that. Both of those statements. Yes.
Yeah, so we both got stuff coming up. Where are you next, Jack?
From here, I fly to Miami.
Oh,
from
sweet.
Miami. I'm doing the Bay Club and then the Miami Improv.
Are you flying straight there?
I'm going to LAX, switching bags, then going.
Damn. Yeah. Nice. I'm in Vegas next weekend with Joey Diaz and then Tucson. Vegas and Tucson next weekend. And then what? Chicago? Or no, Ohio. Chicago.
Yeah, and then Reno. Then I'm in Vegas.
We're both all over the place.
Yeah, that's good, though.
And then we work in LA, too.
Yeah. I wish I were that busy with comedy. I perform almost every night, but I don't ever get to go further than about 2.5 hours away because of the day job.
Well, it took a long time to get here.
Oh, for sure.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I've been doing it for 15 years, and I'm still not there, so whatever. You know?
It'll happen, man.
Yeah, yeah. Anyway,
okay.
Yeah, no, I mean it will. I'm not down about it.
Fuck, I need a drink.
Well, this felt like 25 years, not 20 minutes.
So, last question for everyone in the room is: they can go see your bio on the website, blueroomcomedyclub.com.
Yeah.
What is something that's not on your bio that you would like people to know about you? Like, for instance, past answers have been, I box, or I have a collection of birds.
Why don't we do this for each other? You go first. Why don't you answer for me?
Kate's single?
That's on my bio.
Is it? Is it really?
No.
Oh.
No, but it should be. Jack just got over his second bout with chlamydia. So
what?
Really
no,
happy.
No, he's still got it.
I still have that shit.
Yeah.
No. Something that's not on my bio that people should know. I love sports.
Okay.
Like
that's good.
My everything about my social media seems so girly, but I'm so like a tomboy.
Yeah, dude, she took me to
Rams
playoffs game. Playoffs game.
Oh my god.
We went to the Rams Cowboys game.
Yeah.
On the field.
That was fun.
Yeah, I felt like, oh my God.
He was like, this is what it's like to be white.
I was like, look at my tits. I was like, I'll bang a player.
And then he did. Yeah. So good job.
And then remember you did that whole thing with your boobs and the thing?
Oh, yeah. That's a different story for a different time.
So cool. Well, they can go get tickets to the website, blueroomcomedyclub.com. And where would you like them to go to find you, to follow you online and all that stuff?
You can follow me at Kate Q Funny. That's all my social media. And my podcast, Date Fails, is on all the podcast platforms.
JackJrComic.com, JackJrComic. It's Jack Jr. Comic all across the board.
Fantastic.
Thank you.
And I should start promoting my stuff on my podcast.
You should.
This is the first time I've done it. DougDriesel.com. All right. Good. Well, hey, thanks for coming out. I appreciate your time. I hope you guys have a great, great show tonight. Two great shows tomorrow night. And for everybody who's not paying attention, I've completely lost their interest. They're both on their phones right now. So I'm going to go ahead and end the podcast now.